Rising Chats. Join me and my writers and tune in to our many wonderful conversations we have every day, covering a wide range of topics. Chatting is a great way to communicate as it makes your trip go quicker and also more enjoyable. And what better place to meet and connect with people than in the car driving around our stunning city, Sydney, with all of its beauty, diversity and cultures. Tune in as we talk and hear the many different stories from all the amazing people who have come to call this great city home. Because everybody has a story to tell.
Right, we've got half an hour.
This will be a good episode then.
Yeah,
half an hour.
Absolutely. It's a long one. Morgan, my friend. How are you, bro? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Talk to me, man. What's happening? Where are you off to?
We're going to a Tame Impala concert tonight. It's been 3 years in the making, I guess. 3 years delayed.
Due to COVID,
so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be real good.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Now, what's the band called, Morgan?
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala.
An Australian band.
Oh, it's an Aussie band.
Yeah, they grew up in Perth. They're pretty big now, pretty worldwide now, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And they were supposed to tour 3 years ago,
three
right?
3 years ago when they released their last album.
So because of COVID, they stopped.
Yeah.
Because no one could release. Now they're back on track.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
And it's the first concert today?
Their first Sydney concert, yes. Yeah.
Oh, it should be big then.
Yeah, it'll
should
be massive.
Everyone will be there.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Absolutely. Good on you, man. Now, Morgan, I want to do me a little favour.
Yep.
Can you look on your phone for me and just tell me how many rides I've done?
Oh, God, here we go. Let's go.
Just go on your phone. It should tell you on the profile as you scroll down. How many rides I've done.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, have a look. Find it. It's all good.
God, how do I use Uber?
Just go to your... See how you were on the Uber app before?
Yep.
Well, it should tell you a profile about me.
Right.
So go scroll down, tell you who I am.
Yep.
My rating.
Pretty decent rating, I've got to say.
Pretty good rating. All right, it's good. But how many rides? Most important thing
how
is the rides. Keep on scrolling down because it should say on the bottom where all the compliments are.
And all
the 5 stars and all that.
More about your driver.
Is there a figure?
Oh, yeah.
What's the figure? Talk to me.
14,988. Wow.
14,988.
Yeah, nearly at 15,000.
Oh, nearly 15,000.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is it again? 14?
14,988.
988.
Yep.
900. So I got okay. So near 15,000. All right.
Yeah.
I'll make that clear so I can hear it. All right.
That's
cool.
Decent amount, I guess.
That's all right. That's all good. are you sure it's that figure?
Yeah. Yeah. 14,988.
Because on my one says 14,999.
Oh. See, this could be delayed on my thing.
This could be delayed.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
So you know what? I'm just going to go with my one.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Right.
Because my one's probably more accurate than
yours.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
So my one says 14,999.
So after completion of this trip,
you're
15,000
on the dot.
Wow.
Which, why do you think I asked you? I don't know how that got misconfused there with the figure. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go with my figure.
Yeah.
Because I think my figure is probably a bit more correct.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Anyway, in any case, right, Morgan? 14,999.
Wow.
Right? So you're my 15,000th ride.
Wow.
You know that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right. Because you're my 15,000th ride, it's a milestone.
Yeah.
Right? So we can't let that go unnoticed.
Yeah, that's right. So this will be the number one podcast.
So this number one podcast, even though you had a figure, but I'm going to go with my figure.
I like yours better. Yours sounds a bit better.
Well, you're going to like mine even better now because there's a reason why I wanted you to read that out loud so everyone can hear it, but it didn't come across as the right figure.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. On my one, it says 14,999, right? So you're my 15,000th ride. So that's a milestone.
Mega milestone,
right?
Yep.
So I like to celebrate milestones
with
my fellow passengers and my fellow riders.
Yep.
Right? It's achievement.
It's a big achievement.
All right, in just under 3 years. So therefore, Morgan, I have a little gift for you.
Oh, do you now?
Uh-huh. You see?
Oh, wow.
Not just one gift, there's a couple of gifts.
Wow.
Right? Uh-huh. That's why I wanted you to be on, see?
Wow.
Now, I'm going to hand it over to you, all right?
Okay.
Well, I hope you're not allergic to nuts.
Okay, I'm good.
But have a look. I'm going to bag you up, all right? This bag is for you. Let me just make sure. All right, take that bag.
Wow.
All right, have a look.
Thank you very much.
Have a look inside. Tell me if you like what you got.
Turkish Delight. I love Turkish Delight. Amazing. Yeah.
And you got a few other little things in there.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since you're going to go now, before you go out, it's befitting to have something to eat.
A $50 gift card as well.
Yes.
You are a champion.
Oh.
Wow, amazing.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a good start to your night.
That's an excellent start. I couldn't think of a better one.
There you go, bro.
Wow. Thank you very much. Ding, 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 congratulations to you.
We have a winner.
Wow.
We have a winner, boys and girls.
Incredible.
We have a winner.
That's amazing.
So there you go, man. Because what I try and do at 5,000 intervals, I give that person a gift.
Wow.
Because 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, right? So it was 5,000. 10,000 and now it's 15,000.
Amazing.
You see?
Wow.
So it's, well, it's a lot of rides.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of work as well.
Well, I like sharing. Sharing is caring. Right? Sharing is caring.
I love that.
So there you go, man. Is that alright?
Oh, like, that's incredible.
I'll just make sure you're not allergic to
No. I love nuts.
Alright. So there's like, it's like the Arabic Lebanese
yum.
Cashews and pistachios and all that. And now I thought to mix it up, put some Turkish Delight in there, and you can have some with your friends now, and then you can have the voucher and spin on whatever you want.
Oh, amazing. Right. Thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome, man. Surprise!
This is probably like the top best ever Uber I've been in.
Oh, keep going. This is a podcast. Keep going.
Okay,
keep going.
It's been amazing. This is probably the best Uber I've ever been in.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. See, I was hoping there was someone cool.
Yeah, right.
But guess what? The guy before you cancelled on me.
Oh, really?
William.
Oh, he doesn't even know what he's cancelled on.
He doesn't know.
Wow.
I was coming to pick him up, right? And I'm going to pick him up Longaville Road somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm getting there and ding, it's cancelled. I'm like, oh, William, if only you knew, young William.
What a travesty.
But guess what?
What?
Meant to be.
It's meant to be. That's right.
See what I mean? Everything happens for a reason.
That's right. Perfect.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's amazing.
See? And so then you popped up.
I was so stressed this afternoon getting home from work, trying to get ready and rush out the house and get there in time, but this has just made it all better.
Aha, you see?
Yep.
How cool is that?
That's amazing.
That's all right, man. No, you're welcome. See, so you sometimes when like you do something, it's always good to share with others, don't you think?
Yeah, I rate that. Yep.
Don't you think it's a nice feeling? Because like, it's an accomplishment, yes, but don't you want to share it with someone?
Yeah.
You see? Because who's going to recognize it? No one.
Yep.
No one's going to look at it and like, oh, okay. But when you reach these milestones, you just got to appreciate with that person that got you there.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're the one, 15,000.
Perfect.
I don't know what your one says, 4, 8, 9. That's,
ignore that.
That's wrong.
Ignore that.
I've been waiting all week, counting them down. Yes. Oh. Even today, I was counting them down thinking, oh, there's 10 more, or there's 7 more, or there's 3 more, or there's 2 more. Because on my one, it says that. So, maybe it doesn't count the ones that I've kicked out.
Oh, how many of those have happened?
About 10. That's about right.
Right.
That's about right. Isn't it? I think that's probably why.
God, I'm sure there's a story there.
There's about 10 that I've kicked out. So that's probably, so it doesn't register them as a ride.
Yeah, right. So it wasn't
but completed. Not on yours.
Yeah.
But on mine, it comes up as a ride.
Right, that makes sense.
Because I've kicked them out of it's been, I get paid for it.
Yeah,
but
right.
But on your one, it doesn't come across as well.
That makes sense.
That's why there's a bit of a, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking maybe they're the ones that I've cancelled them and I've kicked them out and it doesn't register as a ride.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's all good. So officially, when I look at my one, it comes 15,000.
Wow.
All right.
So what a milestone.
There you go, Morgan. So there you go, man. It's meant to be, bro.
Meant to be.
See, now you've had all that stress and worry for the day gone. Yep. Now you're moving forward. Upwards and onwards.
Wow.
So you can go hang out now. And you can say that. You can tell a story now to your friends. And
this is
probably
like the best Uber experience I've ever had. No one's going to believe me as well.
No one's going to believe. Well, that's why I haven't got anything to show that it's from Uber.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Who will?
You know, I know. Everyone's going to listen to that.
That's right.
Ah, good on you, man.
Wow.
That's good. So you got like 3-4 hours, right, to spare before it starts?
Yeah, that's right.
You can just chill out. You want to get there early, right?
Yeah, we want to get there around 7 o'clock.
Wow. Excellent.
Get the train in. Get the train over.
Yeah, why not? Keep it simple.
Nice and easy,
yeah. See? Look. It all worked out for you. It all aligned for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, wow.
I was just hoping it'll be someone cool.
Yeah.
I was just hoping it's someone, but I was gonna wait. If it's not this guy, I'll go to the next one.
Yeah.
Or the next one. I'll make sure that that person deserves it of it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to give to someone who's not.
Yeah. Sitting on their phone and just ignoring.
Yeah. Doesn't want it.
Yeah.
So
I know.
I thought, I've been quite blessed with all the ones that I've given to, the 5,000 and 10,000 one.
Yeah.
They've been cool.
That's good.
They've been good
that's
people.
Good. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So I'm happy, like, it's worked out in that situation, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, very good, very good. There you go. So, you don't you don't have to hold the bag with you when you go. You just leave it there now if you want. You have to, like, take it with you to the concert.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. No, carry it around with me.
Okay, it's like...
Show everyone, look what I got today.
Yeah, put the card in your pocket and the rest you can just eat. Yeah. Or eat later or leave it there, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, walk around with it. Yeah, give it back. It's all right. Or maybe you can, you know, give me a t-shirt or something from there.
No. No. When you send me the email about the podcast, I'll send you. You tell me what your address is. I'll send you a t-shirt.
Nah, mate, Jacob, man.
I'll do it.
Good on you, man. Well done. So anyway, Morecambe now. So that's all done. Talk to me, man. What do you do? Like, what do you?
Yeah.
You know,
like, so I'm an electrician. Work my ass off all the time.
Yeah, that's all right. But you're doing something good.
Yeah, it's good. I like working with my hands and making stuff and so it's real
you're
right on mallet, I guess.
You're
keep busy, you know.
Yeah, you're busy, yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You know.
So do you work for yourself or do you work
for someone? I work for a company based out in Gladesville. Oh, and they're a real good company, they look after me well.
Oh, how long have you been there?
Oh, how long has it been now? About 2 years.
Oh, that's
coming
all
up
right.
to 2 years.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
It's good.
Did you finish your apprenticeship? Is that why?
No, I'm still going. So I was.
Oh, you're still going?
Yeah, because I worked for about 2.5 years at a previous company and just never got signed up as an apprentice. And that was a bit of a situation. So
why did that happen?
Oh, dodgy employer, pretty much.
Yeah, but you were there for 2.5 years.
2.5 years, yeah.
It's like a waste.
I know. But it's good in a way because I learned how construction sites work. I got my white card. I know how to be an electrician, I guess.
All right. So
I came into it as a first year, really as a second or third year.
Okay.
So it was a good experience.
Yeah. Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes things like that happen. It's out of your control. You can't do much about it. As long as you live and learn from what's happened and you move forward, and that's it.
Yeah. So I joined this company. It's real good. Real good. Yeah. Looked after.
Ah, good. That's good. As long as you're happy, yeah?
Yeah, it's perfect.
To make sure, man. It's very important to do something you like.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, you're just interested. Do you do anything else, man? Do you study or do you play sports?
Oh, yeah. Well, I play soccer.
Yeah.
Just play a bit. We play six-a-side on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then winter soccer when it's...
Indoor?
Outdoor.
Oh, outdoor.
Yeah.
But small...
Small pitches,
small
pitches. So, it's you can fit four on a regular
soccer I actually play indoor. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is the same rules?
Same rules.
Same thing. So, but do you play in nets?
It's pretty much we play at a Morrison Oval. Don't know if you've Morrison.
I know.
Morrison Reserve.
Yeah, down the bottom.
Down the bottom. So it's pretty much they divide those fields up.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
They put smaller goals in. That's good fun.
Yeah, it's always fun.
We got a pretty young team. We're playing against a lot of 60 pluses. It's just a lot of running around in circles.
Yeah, but it's good for you.
It's great fun. And it's a good social thing, you know, catch up with mates throughout the week and whatnot.
It can get a little bit heated.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep.
There's always a few niggly little...
Especially when we're playing against some of the other younger teams.
Yes, coming with late tackles or strong tackles and it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to play, it was always an issue, you know, sometimes with other teams. Playing a bit hard,
yeah.
A couple of scuffles here and there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it's indoor. It's just you're close together, and the ball's going everywhere, so it's bound to have bumps and tackles.
How big's the indoor pitch? Is it sort of basketball court size?
Yeah, you know what? Back then, I'm just thinking, I don't know. How big is are your ones like?
They're sort of maybe 25 meters long. 15 wide sort of thing.
Probably the same, I think. Yeah. You know the indoor cricket?
Yeah.
Is it the same indoor cricket? Is it the same
roughly.
Similar to that?
Similar, yeah.
Because we used to play this big indoor cricket, indoor soccer and volleyball, and each one had its own
like
court.
Lines on the field.
Yeah, but it was always the same kind of similar space.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if one was longer or bigger, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think it's similar.
Yeah.
It's similar
Surely,
to that. Yeah.
It's still six aside the indoor.
Six
isn't it?
Aside,
yeah.
Yeah. So and you have that some reserves, right?
Yeah.
Reserves.
We've got like a squad of like 11 or 12.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
So we just end up rotating.
Rotating,
every 5 seconds.
That's what you do.
it's high intensity, you know?
It's high intensity, but so fit, it's so good for your fitness.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's good to do, especially because I'm still playing winter soccer, it's good in like the off season and sort of get into it.
Yeah, 100%. Ah, good on you, man. It's always good to play sports. Sports is always...
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to stop until my bloody knees give out.
Yeah, well, how old are you now, Morgan?
I'm turning 24 next week.
Well, you're still young,
man. I know.
You're young.
Yep. With all work and stuff, bending over all the time, I feel my back starting to go.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You gotta be careful. You gotta always keep it like strong.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So, do you go to the gym at all?
No, not really. I feel like my gym's just cardio from soccer and just running upstairs with cable drums and whatnot.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get home and I'm just exhausted, so it's like I can't even think about a gym.
Yeah, but that's good. But it's, you know what? You're doing something anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing something.
Yeah.
You're doing something. So that's good, good, good. Well done, man.
Yeah.
Well, so what else, Morgan? What else can you talk to me about? Anything else happening in your life? Anything else exciting? Or do you think
come on? Oh, something funny that I just remembered about this ticket is...
When
I was dating a girl, when we bought the tickets...
Yeah.
And then we broke up, and then...
Two tickets.
Yeah, so we got two tickets, but it was a bit of a hassle to try to get that ticket back. I think she's still coming tonight as well. So it's pretty interesting.
Hang on. What do you mean she's coming? What? But the other tickets together?
Yeah, so we bought two tickets together.
Yeah.
I ended up getting mine back, and she's got hers, but I think she's still going. I don't think she's sold it or anything like that, so I'm probably going to run into her tonight, which is interesting.
How does that work? Who are you going with now? You're going with your friend, right?
Yeah.
But he bought another ticket.
Yeah. So everyone's sort of, it's like the general admission ticket, so it's like the standing area. Bunch of people bought tickets.
I'm with you.
So
she's going to be there.
Yeah, so I'll probably run into her.
100%, you'll probably bump into her.
Yeah. So that'll be a bit interesting.
That's all right, just ignore her.
Yeah, that's right. Find another girl.
Don't worry, well, you're not there for her, you're there for the...
That's right, exactly.
Why did you give it back to you, Bart?
She was feeling nice, I guess. I wouldn't have done the same if they were in my name, to be honest.
Okay. That's going to be a bit awkward.
Yep. But it should be right.
Yeah, it should be right. I mean, just be civil.
Yeah.
Just be cool. You know, it's all right. At least you've got the gifts she doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to just throw that in her face and look what I got today.
That's interesting. So it's been 3 years.
3 years.
Since you've broken up.
We probably broke up 2 years ago now, something like that.
Yeah. That's all right. Never mind. Keep moving forward now, right, don't we? Keep moving forward.
That's it.
Well done. Good on you, Morgan. Well, I think the weather should hold out for you.
Yeah.
That you think?
Yeah, I was a bit worried about that.
Yeah. Is it at Kudos?
Yeah, at Kudos.
No, you're inside, you know.
Yeah, so it should be fine. Yeah. Just getting there. I don't want to get soaked. And then on the way out, I get soaked.
No, it's not raining.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, no. The game plus going to be inside.
Yeah.
So is it the first concert of how many?
They're doing three? All in Australia. They've got two in Sydney. They've got two in Sydney, a couple in Melbourne, and a couple in Perth as well.
I'll probably be excited too.
Yeah.
Good.
Last time I saw this band was at the Opera House Steps. God, it was far out. When was that? 2019 or something like that?
Before COVID.
Yeah. Before COVID.
What were they playing on the Opera House Steps?
Yeah, on the steps, yeah.
Outside?
Outside. So it was perfect weather for it.
Oh, but why were they doing that?
Oh, just because it was a really, really actually nice venue for it. Just because there was like a massive, thousands of people there.
Like a festival thing?
Yeah, sort of festival thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was like they played for about an hour and a half. So it's pretty good.
That's fine. But if they're like a popular Aussie band, how come then no one's really heard of them like much? Or is it...
They're sort of like...
Like a mainstream.
They're not really mainstream. I guess you'd say they're like psychedelic
pop. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Maybe on the indie scene.
Yeah, so they're probably massive in that sort of area, I guess.
Okay, but they're very popular.
Very popular, yeah.
Is it like four people?
It's actually just, it's one bloke who writes all the music.
Yeah.
And his name is, I think it's Kevin Parker. And he writes it all, performs it all for the recordings of it. But when he plays it live, he plays with a couple other band members.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty interesting.
So it's just, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's good, man. Very good. Very good. So you're just going to hang out with your friend now and just chill out for a bit.
Chill out, get the train in from Utah.
And then go later, yeah.
Yep.
That's it. A bit of traffic here, Morgan, but we can just go around.
Man. Yeah, should be right.
Okay, you're just down the bottom there. Oh, yep. There you are. Yeah. Well, it's good to go early, see?
Yeah,
you
get that's early, right.
No stress, you chill out.
Yep.
And then you get there, and you get there, and there's no, you know, like, anxiety or you're late.
Yeah, you're not stressing about where to go, where to get to. Especially with Iquitos, where there's, like, heaps of gates you have to go in, and you got to go through the specific
that's
one.
That's right, and it's a bit of a walk from the station.
Yeah.
It's not close, you got to walk a bit. So, yep. Yeah. You've always lived in Lane Cove?
So I'm actually moving to Lewisham over the weekend.
Oh, you're coming down here?
Yeah, so it'll be a short Uber drive for me, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm moving over the weekend, which would be nice, into a good 5-bedroom share house, a few mates.
Okay.
That'll be good.
That'll be better for you.
Yeah, nice and close.
Okay. Well, you just had enough of there?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I'm turning 24 next week, and I was like, I'm, you know, living at home, it's probably not the best option to keep doing. Yeah. So
time for a change.
Yeah,
time to
that's right.
Alright. So Lewisham, just down the bottom here somewhere near the station or whereabouts?
It's right next to the train station actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it's very convenient.
And you'd be close to everything.
Yeah.
And then with work, do they give you a car to drive around?
I'd meet at the office. So we've got our office, you know where the Bunnings is?
Yeah.
In Gladesville?
Yeah.
So we meet there every morning at 6:30.
Behind there, yeah.
Sort of go from there.
Oh, okay. So now living in Lewisham, we have to go back there, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I've worked it out. It's a 22-minute drive in the morning.
Okay.
Which would be right.
Just go the same way we came now.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's exciting, man. You're in Lewisham. Good. You're in amongst it all. So it's what, share house with 5 people?
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty interesting, pretty packed. There's a dog and a cat as well, so. It's going to be full on, but I'm used to it. I've got a big family, heaps of pets, so...
Yeah.
I don't move out at all.
Yeah. I know, that's good, man. Sometimes you got to branch out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
got
to just do what you got to do, you know what I mean? Like, you got to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I get too comfortable sometimes.
You get too comfortable, yeah.
Yeah,
so... branch out, see how you go. Go with it. If it works out, you're happy with it, you know, it's cool. If it doesn't, then you can always go back, right?
That's right, exactly.
But, like, sometimes you've got to try these things.
Yeah.
And then you need to, like, mature and, like...
Yeah.
You know, wisen up and smarten up. So that way, it helps you get there because you're kind of now responsible for yourself.
Yep.
You know, and others around you. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that's all right. That's good.
It's exciting. I'm ready for the change.
Yeah, it's a new challenge.
Yeah,
it's something
that's
right. new. Yeah. At least you're not far. You're not far, really,
from anything. Really, especially next to a train station.
That's right. You're not far from home.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like you're far. That's excellent.
Yep.
Good on you. That's exciting. See, things are looking up, Morgan.
Yeah, that's right.
Things are looking up. You know, sometimes you just gotta trust the process in life. Whatever things happen, you just gotta go with it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, and you gotta also try new things.
Yeah.
It's like try. Like, just see where it takes you, see how far it's going to take you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just try it. You never know.
It doesn't hurt to try things, you know?
No, but you never know what's going to be the outcome of it, you know what I mean? You got to try it. See what we can take, where life will take you.
That's right.
You know? And then you just see, you know, what comes your way, and then you can learn things and do this and do this and do that. And then, you know, you work it out for yourself, and then you just keep moving.
That's it.
If it works out, it doesn't work out, what?
Then you know it doesn't work out.
You've tried it.
Yeah.
You know, at least you've tried it out. So, you know, just go for it, see where it takes you.
I'm very keen for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. All right, Morgan, man. I reckon we wrap it up.
Yeah,
you reckon wrap it up?
I think that was excellent. A great podcast.
That was great, man. Good chat. Well done. You know, appreciate you being on it. I mean, it's a very exciting one, so... Yeah. Can't wait to, you know, put this out there. But, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you came on. And,
that's all right.
You know, have a lovely evening. Have a lovely night. Stay safe.
I will.
Right? Look after yourself. Right? And just look after your friend.
Yep.
You know, and make sure you don't get any trouble.
Oh, of course not. Of course.
And be on your best behaviour.
Perfect. Thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you.
Take care. Look after yourself.
Will do. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Bye-bye. Take care.